Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Ballsy's away tonight. I hate starting the show like this, but as a broadcaster, I have a certain obligation to hit you with the news, whether it's good or bad. So, hard-hitting stuff just in today. I'm not sure if you heard this news story yet. This is David Rush, and he just broke the record for breaking 100 balloons in 23 seconds. That's a world record. So, you know, you gotta have goals. So seriously, what he did is he laid out all of these balloons on a gymnasium floor. See, there you go. They're all celebrating. They lay out all these balloons on a gymnasium floor. And they even tape them to the floor, and then he just kind of runs along and shatters them, like just stomps on them. So I guess you gotta have goals in life. 100 balloons in 23 seconds doesn't seem like that big a deal, and even when he's doing it, I kind of thought, I could do that. But the previous record was 29 seconds, so he must have more skill than somebody. This dude, David Rush, has broken 100 records. Children, let this be a lesson. You too can have goals. You too can accomplish things that everybody says you can't. Maybe someday, just someday, you can strap a stupid GoPro to your head and short shorts and run through an old crappy high school gymnasium barefoot, probably getting athlete's foot. He'll need tough actin tenactin while breaking 100 latex balloons. God bless you, David Rush.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know, I'll search Twitter sometimes, and every now and then I'll bite on one of these hashtags that's trending. For instance, yesterday, hashtag the opposite sex in four words was trending, and I just find it interesting to see what everybody thinks of the opposite sex. So Kristen said this. She said, guys have feelings too. Thank you, Kristen, for acknowledging that. Like, sometimes I get the feeling that I have to poo. Is that what you mean by that? Charlie, who's a woman, Charlie, says, tend to be emotional. I have no idea where you get that from. Again, hashtag the opposite sex in four words on Twitter. Roe, R-O-E, this is a man, says, I really like them. See, that's the way guys think, you know? Simple, to the point. Jodinger's cat, which I think is a woman, judging by this one. The opposite sex in four words, stand when they pee. That is science, and I appreciate the straight-tuitiveness of that, you know? That's a word, straight-tuitiveness. Dan Juris, what a great Twitter handle, says, never has enough shoes. Oh, I tell you, Dan, women be shopping, am I right? Sky, the opposite sex in four words, leave toilet seat up. Can we stop it with this whole toilet seat? Like, you know how to put it down. And I know guys explain this all the time. You know how to put it down. We live in a society working towards equalization, okay? Working towards equality in all ways. You can put it down just like we can put it down. Or maybe this. When you go to the washroom, why don't you have the courtesy to lift the toilet seat up for us every now and then? Why are we always the ones putting it down? Chivalry may be dead. So I've come up with a couple of hashtag the opposite sex in four words. Here they are. again, I am a man. I should point that out. I'm okay with saying that. Hashtag the opposite sex in 4 words. Just don't understand testicles. Ladies don't get them. You know what? Men rarely get them. Men rarely understand the point of them, their build. So I'm throwing that one in there. Rarely poop in a rarely poop in bucket. I stretched on that one, but it's not too often you'll hear stories about women out on fishing boats in the middle of the lake having to go in a bucket. Guys will always have a story like that. The guys are totally fine with that. Another one, the opposite sex in 4 words, just smarter than us. It's true. It's true. Women are just smarter than men. And I'm actually going to throw one in here for men, okay? Because I don't want to leave you out. So this one is about the guys. Hashtag the opposite sex in 4 words. Will pander for sex.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Growing up as a child, there were few movies that disturbed me more than Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That one was a highly disturbing movie for me, and for good reason, you know? A guy literally reaches into another man's chest and pulls out his beating heart. I probably shouldn't have been watching that one as a kid. But nonetheless, haunts me to this day. Searching Twitter yesterday, and people are talking about the movies that disturbed them as kids, and I saw Mars Attacks come up a lot. Like, way more than I thought it would, and way more than I thought it should. I didn't think Mars Attacks was that disturbing of a show. I mean, sure, they show millions of people die. I mean, whatever. Who cares? They're Martians. It's kind of fake. But Mars Attacks was on everybody's list. Another one that I saw a lot of. Movies that disturbed you as a kid. How about The Wizard of Oz? A lot of people said the witch getting trapped under the house was highly disturbing for them. I don't know. I mean, by the time I saw it when I was a kid, it was just obviously fake. You know? When you see the legs curl up under the house. Come on. I mean, I already had to stretch my imagination with the fact that she would survive a horrific tornado along with her dog and go off to a land of make-believe where a fake man runs the entire world. I mean, they had me at that point, but come on. A house landing on someone? Get real. What about this one? Disturbed a lot of people. Lion King. When Scar throws Mufasa off of the cliff. That's very sad. Very disturbing. This one kind of disturbed me, and I saw it come up in a couple people's feeds. Shows that disturbed you as a kid. Gremlins. It was weird. The part that was very disturbing for me was when... what was the little guy's name again? Help me out here. Gizmo? Gizmo, right? So when Gizmo gets water on his back and then all the little gremlins come popping out of his back, poor Gizmo, you know? That's the only part I really felt bad for. Other than the other things, like, it was funny watching the other gremlins get killed, getting thrown in blenders and things. That was kind of funny because they were bastards. But one that was really disturbing for me, and I didn't really see it come up too much, again... shows that you found traumatizing as a kid. I found Willy Wonka to be very, very traumatizing. Not the Johnny Depp version. Whatever. That's milk toast. I'm talking Gene Wilder. Because he had a I don't give an F attitude throughout the whole thing. These kids are experiencing horrific events. You've brought them into a giant candy manufacturing facility. Nobody's wearing helmets or anything like that. No protective gear, other than when they, of course, shrink the kid down. But that no regard for safety at all. And horrible things are happening to this kid. He does not care. And then in the end, he snaps on poor Charlie. That scene freaks me out. Even to this day when I watch it, I go, why is he snapping on poor Charlie? Charlie's a good kid, you know? And I was that good kid.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm not going to make fun of people who need service animals because, of course, if you need them, you need them. And I mean... a lot of people use them because of anxiety issues. I've seen a lot of kids with dogs because of anxiety issues, and I understand that. But this one might be to the extreme. A lady boarded a plane bound for Dallas on Thursday with a miniature horse. No lie. There's video footage of it. A horse is sitting in first class with her as they travel down to Dallas, Texas. And the horse is wearing like a silly blue suit. It's got like a service horse sign on it. She's not even kidding. Like, she says this is her service animal. Barely fits on the plane. But there it is nonetheless. And they allowed it. Now you're saying, that's silly, that would never happen here. Well, Air Canada won't happen with them because they only recognize service animals as dogs. WestJet, however, allows service animals ranging from cats, even miniature horses, pigs, and monkeys. You can bring a freaking monkey on the plane. Why aren't we doing more of this? I'm all for monkeys being on the plane. Let's do it. That would just add to some fun. How about this? I find that I relax a little easier when I have a beer around me. So I would suggest that I get to bring service beer with me. Just a 12-pack sitting in the seat next to me. How about this? I find that when I have an extra carry-on luggage bag, I feel much more relaxed. So I would like service carry-on luggage. Oh, I'm sorry, that only alive things, okay? I have a friend named Mark, and he is the only one who can really calm me down. Can I bring a service, Mark?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
LeBron James is taking it to the MLB. Yesterday, he went off on Twitter about the about Major League Baseball's reaction to the cheating Astros. You know, the whole banging of the trash cans thing, which, by the way, people are showing up at their training camps with trash can lids and banging them, of course. And that's just the beginning. But here's what LeBron had to say about Major League Baseball right now. He said, listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I am in sports. And I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about what I would, could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, etc. about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports. He's right about them needing to fix this for the sake of sports. It does set a trend. However, it should have been fixed. And I know there are going to be people jumping all over me about this one. It should have been fixed with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots a long time ago. This cheating, especially as technology gets more and more advanced, this is going to become more and more of an issue. So it does need to be addressed, and it needs to be nipped in the bud now. But if we're talking about overreact, like, the one thing I don't get about this is baseball, Major League Baseball, seems to be totally underreacting to this. But they overreact to other situations. Two words. Pete Rose.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.